Sarah McNeil is joining us today to talk about vagina monologues. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, Beck. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is a revival of a play that before you brought it to Fringe back in 2020, hadn't been seen in Perth for 25 years.
That's right. Yeah, it was really well and truly overdue. And so, you know, it was 21 and we were in COVID lockdown. So Fringe needed local shows. And I thought, oh, this is it. This is the chance to bring back something that I think I have a great, great love of. And because it was, you know, we were 50% capacity, it was tricky to get audiences to go to the theatre during that time, I thought, I've got to do it again. And so here we are. I'm a Fremantle Theatre Company, have an indie program going where they offer the venue, Victoria Hall, to independent producers. And it was another opportunity to say, let's do this again, because I really believe in it. And I love it. And it's such a celebration. It's such a celebration of women. And we really need that right now.
It is a bit of a classic. It is exactly like what it says, really. It's a series of monologues where women talk about their vaginas.
Yes, but more than that, it is, you know, I some of them kind of get intimate in that way, but really it is about women. It is about the strength and power and joy of women. And I have updated the original script. I've put in some new monologues that Eve Ensler has written since she first wrote the original 30 years ago. And I have localized it with a lot more facts and figures about where we're at now in terms of respecting women. And it's definitely a conversation we need to be having.
You were telling me before we came on air that this year has had or has seen the highest reporting rate for sexual assault.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics says that the first 4 months of this year is the highest rate of sexual assault of women ever recorded since they've started taking records. And, you know, that may very well be because we are better and more courageous about reporting sexual assault. But I do think that there is a trend at the moment to disrespecting women. And I think we need to get the message out there. We need to have the conversation and we need to get the message out there that we are awesome and we shouldn't be disrespected.
Sarah, I'm really interested in who needs to be having this conversation, because it seems to me
that men and women, particularly men. And the Vagina Monologues is definitely not just a woman's show. This is a show for everybody who loves and respects vaginas, not just for those who have one.
Tell me, when are you having your opening night?
Next Thursday. So we're just doing six performances, Thursday to Saturday, August 29 to 31, and then the following week, September 5 to 7. So just six shows, so don't miss it.
And people can grab tickets?
Yeah, through I Want a Ticket. And just Google, I Want a Ticket, the Vagina Monologues, you'll find us.
If this conversation has brought anything up for you, you can call Lifeline Australia. Their phone number is 131114, and you can have a chat with someone at Lifeline. Sarah, when we talk about community theatre, we often forget that the community part of it. You know, we go along and we watch people perform, but there's so many more things happening behind the scenes where people have been working on the staging, people have been working on the marketing, people have been, you know, going to committee meetings and doing the books, and they're doing all this sort of as volunteers because they love theatre so much, which is exactly what happens at RTR as well. RTRFM as a community also spreads its wings out into other communities as well, and provides community theatres and community organisations with a chance to get the word out and let people know what they're doing. How important is it for people to support communities like RTRFM and like community theatre?
Oh, it's so important. None of us would exist without community, you know, as an actor, what on earth would be the point of me getting up on stage if I didn't have a community of people there to engage and to discuss and to enjoy and to be entertained, which is exactly what you do. You're there to entertain, and, you know, community is just vital. We need to come together. We need to be together. We need to be a community.
So hop online, rtrfm.com.au, or give us a call, 9260 9210, and subscribe to RTRFM. We have been talking about the Vagina Monologues today with Sarah McNeil, but of course that is not the defining criteria for womanhood. So we should also make it very clear that while we've been having a very binary conversation about gender,
bring the blokes is my answer to that. Everybody is welcome.
We also recognise non-binary people as well. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much, Beck. Appreciate your time.